This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Merle Haggard, baby.
The poets tell how Poncho fell.
He left his living in cheap hotels. Desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold.
So there's
a lot happened in 2017. I'll be honest with you, it's been a hellish year. But it's also been an amazing year. We only did what we had to do. Now we've grown old. A lot of amazing callers today. We're going to go right back to your phone calls. And Mark Dice, he's got his new book, The Story of Fake News. And I know you as listeners already know as much as I do or more. And I'm not patronizing. I'm always amazed. You know more than I do. You're savvy on most points because you're just, I'm kind of overwhelmed here. You're kind of able to focus in on what you think is most important. A lot of times it is more important. But friends, family, neighbors, give them the true story of fake news. Great cover. It's amazing. We got 500 copies here at InfoWarsStore.com, and I just decided that I'm going to sign every copy of the first 500 or the amount of orders that come in by the 19th, the last day that we can guarantee take an order and get it to you on or before Christmas or the day before Christmas, technically. We can take orders 2 days before and get it to you in like 30 states, but if you want to get it in Alaska or Hawaii or stuff like that, we need to get your orders in by really the 18th, get it out on the 19th. That's why they say the 18th's the cutoff, because we got to get it out by the 19th. So the 18th, technically. The True Story of Fake News by the one and only Mark Dice. And this book, until they started censoring it and blocking it and kicking him off things and doing what they normally do, went to one of the top ratings. He's joining us in a moment of political books out there on Amazon. So that's coming up with Mark Dice. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Who should we talk to here? Going in order, who's been holding the longest? We got Brian in Indiana, Aaron in New Mexico, Isa in Austin, Texas, and we've got Alex in Missouri. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Missouri, and we'll go to the rest of you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I've been listening to your show for about a year now. I'm only about 19 years old, but...
Well, welcome.
I'm originally from Chicago. I've moved to Kansas City about, I want to say, 6 years ago. But originally coming from Chicago, I wanted to ask you a question about Jewish influence on Marxism, communism, and today's society, especially with today's society, because to me it seems most prevalent in today's society, especially since I've been reading about it a lot, especially since 1920 when the Frankfurt School was first made in Germany in the 20s, I believe it was.
Well, I mean, undoubtedly, that's in the history books that a lot of leftist Jewish groups were heavily involved in communism. But the big robber barons kind of financed it, Marx and Engels, because people were coming out of feudalism. They wanted free market. They wanted Renaissance. The Industrial Revolution was in full bloom. So they kind of, the globalist period, a lot of groups were involved, created a cosmology, a world system of coming back into a commune, but for your individual power, which was kind of like Zeitgeist is the modern movement. Well, that guy with a fake name, Peter Joseph, whatever it is, with the UN, and everybody pushes as the greatest thing. You know, we're going to all live in these big cities and communes and these compact bubble cities, and the computer will tell us what to do, so we'll be free. But who programs the computer? So a lot of this commune-type stuff got picked up by communists that wrote about it, kind of the model of some of these communal farms they have. Have in Israel now. But you can have a commune of it's like 100 people, and they all decide to go out in some religious group here, Mormons or, Seventh-day Adventists or Jews or whatever it is. But that's, communes have been around a while. But, yeah, there is a communal, hits the term communism. But a commune predates communism. It just basically takes its name, communism, or communitarian, from it, and is a banker-constructed system of ultra-capitalists who are anti-free market, and that's declassified. Appreciate your call. Interesting question. All right, coming up, straight ahead, Mark Dice. I'm Alex Jones, newswars.com. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Spreading those links on email, by hand, you name it, is an act of rebellion against the globalists and is critical to victory. You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
You've got it.
The Christmas is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, we've got a lot of folks calling in right now, and we'll get to those that we're already holding, because Mark Dice is a great news hound, historian, media analyst, you know, got a degree in it, but more importantly than a degree in it in the last 20 years, he's proven him one of the top media analysts out there, best-selling author, researcher, and of course, you know, famous commentary, famous videos, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of views. It's got to be like a billion or something. But I'm really excited about this book. And I never know what books are going to take off. But when I got an introductory copy of this a couple months ago, I read it and I said, order a bunch of those. But I hardly even sell books anymore because, you know, we're just so focused on the news and what we're doing. I used to get books that I sold for every author, you know, that came on. And I said, listen, we need to make this a major book we're going to push because this is perfect to wake up somebody on the fence or a liberal who's been brainwashed because it's chapters that are very easy to read but very well done and all bibliographed to understand the history of it, how it happened, why it's collapsing right now, and where we're going. I mean, it's just really a powerful book. I read it in 2 days. And usually I'm so busy now, it might take me a week or 2 weeks to read even a small book because I read like maybe a chapter at night, you know, at midnight and fall asleep. I read the whole thing on a weekend. Everybody needs to get The True Story of Fake News, How Mainstream Media Manipulates Millions by Mark Dice at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. It went to close to the top of the charts with no promotion, but then magically the censorship kicked in. And I want to get his take on net neutrality, too. Again, we didn't have net neutrality. Obama called his legislation taking the web over net neutrality. It inculcated citizenship. It doesn't mean the other telecoms don't want something just as bad. There's a battle still going on. Obama won a big battle. He lost the war today, hopefully, with pie, but that's not decided yet. So that's my take on that as well. So it'll be your chance to talk to Mark Dice, Isa, Aaron. You can address your question to myself or him, and then others that want to get involved now after that, specifically for Mark Dice. The number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, because we got Mark Dice here with us for the next 50 minutes or so, markdice.com. I want to get the book from him, or I say don't get it at Amazon, even though it's fun to drive it up the top, just because they're such globalists. But regardless, we're in an info war. Wake people up today. So little books get read or handed out today that when you give somebody a book, it's really important. Or buy it, read it yourself, give it to the library, where on average a donated book gets read over 200 times, especially with a nice cover like this. So, again, get the book today. Really excited about it. The True Story of Fake News. You know, I got like 500 of these. I want to order 10,000 of these. I want to sell 100,000 of these. It'll help fund the operation, wake people up. Mark's a great author, great researcher. It's important. So, Mark, you go through the history, right to modern times. You know, you just reveal the stuff that's going on here, all the things that are happening. Mark Dice, what do you want to tackle first dealing with the fake news?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Alex. I know a lot of people probably see me as sort of a comedic, sarcastic YouTuber or for my man on the street videos, but I do have a serious side, and the books are my serious side. And I was tracking, you know, what would ultimately become coined as fake news well before the election, writing a book about Operation Mockingbird, the CIA manipulation of the media. And then, of course, 2 weeks after the election, they came up with their grand unified conspiracy umbrella under which all other conspiracies could fit as to why Hillary Clinton lost, and that was the supposed fake news fiasco spreading through social media. And of course, they framed the issue, which is what they do. They set the agenda. That's one of the powers of the mainstream media. So that it was only, quote, fake news about Hillary Clinton, and that's why she lost the election, when in reality, fake news was a two-way street. Fake news has been around for hundreds of years. Fake news has started wars. Remember the Maine incident was hyped up by William Randolph Hearst and the Pulitzer's papers back
in
the 80s.
That's right. Fake news, generally, mainstream media didn't like to risk it a lot, or they lost credibility, but they would do it to launch a war. The WMDs, you know, the sinking of the Maine, absolutely.
Yeah, the real dangerous fake news doesn't come from some obscure websites or even websites that are attempting to mimic mainstream brand name websites, like we saw an ABC new ABC.com.de website that was mimicking ABC. We saw other similar sites that were designed to sort of look like your popular, you know, brand name news channel.
And as you know, big internet reports, congressional reports, and others admit fake news doesn't affect 1%. It's total. It's little sites don't. Things they label that, but as you said, the big governmental announcements and things that absolutely has an effect.
The most viral, quote, fake news stories during the election cycle, most of them weren't even really fake news. They were satire. I mean, we're talking about stories like Trump nominates Chris Christie for Supreme Food Court. Man yells Allahu Akbar before blowing up friend's inbox. I mean, it's like an Onion-style satire. Then they rolled this guy out named Paul Horner, who admitted to being behind, you know, some of the more viral fake news stories, which weren't even fake news to tarnish Hillary Clinton's image. He was writing satire pieces, trying to ridicule Trump supporters, making fun of them. Unfortunately, some Trump supporters did spread some of those stories because they only read the headline. One of them you're probably familiar with is that anti-Trump protesters were being paid and went to a school. No, I mean, there's really truth to that. I mean, we know that George Soros has paid tens of millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter, but this particular story...
Sure, they'll create a fake story to cover up something real going on, where that specific's fake to cover up a real phenomenon.
There's always a little bit of grain of truth in there, but in Paul Horner's stories, you know, one of the kingpins of fake news, after the first paragraph, then it started to kind of go off into left field, and you could be able to tell that it was a satire story. But a lot of people in our, you know, instant gratification culture will share stories before even reading them. They'll read a headline and they'll just think, oh, this is, I've expected this to happen. Let me post it. Let me share it. But then he comes out and says, jokingly, I think I helped elect President Trump. And then that was a headline over all of the mainstream media.
Sure,
papers.
He's trolling them, but it's getting worse as Trump exposes. Well, just look at last week, three giant fake stories. I mean, obviously, you could talk about those. You covered them. I mean, which one was the biggest?
Yeah, I would say CNN's blunder about getting the date wrong on the supposed WikiLeaks documents that the Trump's campaign that they claimed had advanced knowledge of is probably the biggest blunder of this entire year. I'm surprised that nobody got fired for that. And thankfully, we have a president who uses the modern day fireside chat, which is what FDR would sit down with the American people and give them a direct radio address, because before radio, I mean, the only way you could actually hear a president speaking was to actually be in attendance, and you had to rely on the newspapers. And so radio started to become popular. This is before television, which, you know, didn't really become a household item until starting in the 50s. But FDR would speak directly to the people with his popular fireside chat. So Trump's Twitter is the modern day version of the fireside chat. And so never before have we had a president that's willing and able to hit back against this fake news. And they just keep digging their grave, because every time they reach and jump to conclusions, or perhaps are just reading into certain material through their bizarre, warped, paranoid lens, they ultimately just end up looking more and more foolish. Just like when Anderson Cooper's Twitter account tweeted out some derogatory response to President Trump.
Yeah, Trump, you're a loser, you're a scumbag. And he says, oh, I didn't do that.
And even if it is plausible that his assistant did it from his phone, but what they're saying is that it wasn't the assistant did it thinking that he was logged into his personal account. A lot of these public figures have assistants that have access to their social media accounts, or they have staff that have access and tweet for them, obviously. So it's plausible that, you know, somebody on staff tweeted thinking that they were on their personal account and tweeted, irrespectfully unexpectedly on his. But they couldn't even admit that, Alex. They said that, well, the assistant was logged in, but then somebody at the gym stole his phone. Really? So
I'm sure what they want is they want to do a stunt, then have plausible deniability, eat the cake, and, you know, and keep it too. Have the cake, eat it too. Just like they did with saying General Flynn was basically a Russian, that Trump ordered him during the campaign. They knew that was fake to do a stunt. And then they just suspend the guy for 4 weeks. I mean, they're doing this on purpose now, trying to desperately win. I want to ask you, in these news wars, how far will the fake news go? Because you've got fake onion stuff, like you said, that they try to say is the real issue and compare us to. Well, they're really the big corporate media putting out the big lies. Where does it all go? Mark Dice joins us. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
How many of us make New Year's resolutions tied to losing weight, more exercise, and overall physical fitness? Well, American Century Investments' Jay Hummel says, don't forget about financial fitness.
New Year's is the perfect time to reassess your finances, as well as to educate yourself on financial solutions that can help you prepare for all of your life stages, including retirement.
Find out how at AmericanCentury.com. That's AmericanCentury.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Took it all away.
They came and took it all away. The names in the middle, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job.
By the well connected. That's what the last so-called net neutrality bill was they take over the internet. You see massive censorship, the whole other subject. They try to censor those of us in the real news while they force feed all their garbage. That's their answer to dwindling readership and viewership. The book's really a must read. It's 225 pages long. It really should be university reading for people that are young journalism students, because it gives you just the most well-rounded perspective of documents, admissions, case point examples of how fake news works, what real fake news is. We all know the big corporate media is the most fake out there. I mean, a lot of what they report on to visit political is real, like there was a car crash here or this baseball team won there. But when it's talking points, that's when the real propaganda flows. But the good news is their propaganda is so unified that rebooting Americana, promoting basic truths, is so infectious in their system that we're winning. So, Mark, let me ask you this question, just contemporarily. You can go through the whole book or take some calls the next segment. A lot of folks calling in to talk to you. What do you make of the whole Russia narrative falling apart? And now all these FBI people caught colluding and admitting they're Democrats in emails and stuff. I mean, they're in a lot of trouble. As this whole thing seems to be coming apart faster, they try to censor faster. They try to get more oppressive. But that doesn't seem to work. Where do you see the landscape of this going? I mean, they say a lot of things happen more in a year than happened the previous 100. When it comes to media and news and culture, I think we're in that magic moment right now.
It looks like it's more than just fake news. It was a well-orchestrated fraud and a scam. And we've seen, you know, similar, less organized scams against Trump. Again, fake news is a two-way street. It's not just fake news about Hillary that cost her the election. A lot of fake news about Trump. Very well orchestrated fake news, some of which was so inflammatory that some of the major networks didn't even carry it.
Like, remember when 20th Century Fox and others got caught running hundreds of fake websites during the campaign that were anti-Trump? Remember that?
ABC News just had to pay a $170 million fine for a defamation case because of a fake news story that they had been reporting on the supposed pink slime about the beef industry. That's almost an entire one-year profit that they had to pay because of fake news. I mean, we've seen over the past few decades, not just fake news, but fraud and scams. NBC was sued by General Motors back in the 90s.
Making the cars blow up.
Yeah, they literally staged cars exploding to do a story about potentially defective gas tanks. We've seen CBS recently edit the audio about those Facebook Live torture suspects or perpetrators trying to portray it on CBS as if it was a bunch of white kids torturing a black kid because, well, they referenced Donald Trump. NBC was sued after they doctored the audio.
Oh, I got to stop you. That's so huge. You got a bunch of black teens torturing a mentally retarded teenager, cutting part of his scalp off. The media first said it was fake, then would never show it was a white kid being tortured by blacks, live streaming it, and then turned it around and said they did it because they were white kids torturing a black kid because they loved Trump. I mean, that is next level.
That's fraud. That's actually what the audio on the CBS report says is, well, it's, they referenced Donald Trump, and they called him the N-word. Well, they referenced Donald Trump by saying, you know, F Donald Trump, you voted for Donald Trump. It's incredible.
And we're going to kill you N-word to him.
And that's why in my book, The True Story of Fake News, there's a whole chapter on fake hate crimes, because as we've seen, the retraction gets maybe, what, 5%, 5% of the attention.
We just saw the whole Navy. We got the Navy scroll. We just saw the Air Force Academy, all fake.
And right after the election, we saw a bunch of fake stories, hoaxes coming out of people claiming that they were attacked by Trump supporters. A Muslim woman claimed that she was assaulted by some Trump supporters who stole her hijab. Almost every one of these big fake.
And Mark,
big,
it goes beyond that. Then Hollywood and TV shows, as you know, I've seen it without even watching TV. I just see ads everywhere where white guys walk in and beat up women in you know, behind the counter in hijabs. And then Muslims are being attacked like in all these TV shows. And none of it's real. But to go with the fake news, they've got Hollywood and TV productions that show it's happening. What do you call that? Like when fake news meets fake entertainment to prop up the facade.
Well, we call it the CIA's entertainment liaison office, which literally works with Hollywood studios. We've talked about this in the past. Many of the audience probably isn't familiar with this, but the Department of Defense, different branches within the military, the CIA, they literally have offices. This is an open secret. It's on the CIA's website, where they work with Hollywood studios to make television shows and movies, and the studios have to turn over script approval in order to get access to consultants, in order to get access to equipment, because let's face it, if you're going to shoot Top Gun, you can't just rent a bunch of jets and an aircraft carrier from somewhere. You have to get permission from the military for that. And so obviously they want the story to portray certain events in certain lights.
Well, Chris Carter has come out and said that we're right. Specifically naming about the CIA trying to control what they write. They would come to him and try to get him to do stuff.
Yeah, people were really surprised about that. And then, well, what if you took from X-Files as being infiltrated by the CIA? Well, it's an open secret that government agencies work with Hollywood studios. And because, you know, we're talking a little bit about entertainment, but you know, fake news, propaganda, entertainment, it really is all in the same.
I was about to say, they've got five shows that currently are weekly or daily that spoof Alex Jones, Homeland, The Opposition, all these, where they say it's Alex Jones, and then I say racist things, but it's not me.
Well, let's not forget that there was actually a big Hollywood movie, Argo, back in 2012 with Ben Affleck, about the CIA pretending to be a bunch of movie executives and movie studios.
Yeah, that's a true story in Iran.
To go over and get the hostages out of Iran. So we've seen the intelligence agencies working with Hollywood studios for decades. It's an open secret. And you know, television and movies, they shape the culture. I mean, back in the 1980s, shows like The Cosby Show and Different Strokes, I mean, those shows changed the way that America saw black families and interracial families. And so this television, it's a tool. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. So while those shows were, you know, helping to show a different light, a different part of society that most people haven't seen, changing their, you know, preconceived notions about those kinds of things, we also see entertainment using the basic human psyche in order to twist the minds around and promote certain agendas.
Early on, they used it for a lot of good things, and they got good people involved. Now it's pure race war, Christians are bad, sexualized children. There's no doubt now the folks running these unconstitutional programs are bad people.
You know, it's no coincidence that the show 24 came out right after 9/11, which had Kiefer Sutherland torturing suspects to trying to condition people that was a good thing. We've seen even Jessica Chastain's film about hunting down bin Laden. I mean, they portrayed torture as having been one of the reasons why they got the information on the compound, which was totally not true. We've seen so many instances of Hollywood movies used as propaganda tools. This is all part of the fake news industrial complex.
Wow, it's incredible. And people should just get, I know our audience is conscious, but I have to get conscious sometimes. I kind of forget. We just got to be conscious. It's going on. Admit, no, it's really happening. We're going to come back with Mark Dice, talk more about his new book. It's already a bestseller. We're going to take your phone calls as well. I'm Alex Jones, NewsWars.com. Stay. You heard it here first, and the globalists are already dreading it. It's the first annual Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza brought to you by InfoWars, and it's launching Christmas week, leading into Christmas. You know, Christmas is about Christmas. And to celebrate this, we've got the biggest sales in the history of InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 67% off all our best-selling items and free shipping. A lot of these items, high-quality supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, water filtration, you name it, is loss leader prices right now because I want to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and celebrate Western culture and celebrate the resurgence of freedom. So find out about the mega sales and special broadcasts going on this week only at InfoWars.com/show and InfoWarsStore.com. Again, it is the Christmas Spectacular Extravaganza.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
You know, my late great uncle would always say, you can't cheat an honest man. You can't con an honest man because they're not into weird flim-flam operations or strange stuff. And I was just thinking about the fact that CNN doesn't get it sometimes. Or MSNBC, they both had articles last week, we covered them, saying, Trump, keeper of promises. Another headline was like, you know, amateur Trump keeps promises. I mean, I've seen hundreds of those the last year, but there were a couple last week, a couple on CNN and one on MSNBC, basically written by the same person, it seemed like. going, look, he's doing everything he said he would, and he's fighting hard, and he's such an idiot. Man. All these folks that never did anything but hijack the country. So we can put those articles up. Just type in CNN.com searches. There it is. Trump's promises. And the name of the headline when you click on it is Trump, Keeper of Promises. So there's two different articles on CNN. TPP, 100%, pipelines, 90%, negotiate NAFTA, withdraw, 80%, deport millions of the illegals, 30, 40%, block Syrian refugees, 70%, repeal Obamacare, he's past half now, halt Muslims in the U.S., 70%, move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, 50%, withdraw from Paris Climate Agreement, 100%. I mean, how much easier is life when you just do what you say? That's, gosh, I like try to do what I say I'm going to do, and it's hard enough. I couldn't imagine lying or subterfuge or one of my biggest problems is, even if I like somebody, I'll tell them point blank what I think. They're like, well, no one's ever talked to me like that. You're really saying mean things. I'm like, no, I'm just saying what I really think. But that's on the other extreme. You got people that lie on the other and just think it's the way the world works. The book is The True Story of Fake News. We're going back to him in a moment. But speaking of Trump, he's on right now with a giant wall of regulations that they just cut. That's a way to cut taxes, by the way. And it's already delivering. Let's play a few minutes of his live press conference. Here it is. And then we will.
Mr. Corbett, there was a big difference. And we were going down. This country was going economically down. Small business optimism is at its highest point in 34 years. And we are just getting started. We have decades of excess regulation to remove to help launch the next phase of growth, prosperity, and freedom. I am challenging my cabinet to find and remove every single outdated, unlawful, and excessive regulation currently on the books. I want every cabinet secretary, agency head, and federal worker to push even harder to cut even more regulations in 2018, and that should just about do it. I don't know if we'll have any left to cut, but we'll always find them. We must liberate our economy from years of federal overreach and intrusion so that we can compete and win on the world stage.
By the way, private,
and
same guy.
When you look at the stock market and what's happening, such a high level,
I'm committed, Alex.
There has a long way to go. Much of that is because of what we've done with regulation.
Impossible.
For example, the current process for permitting infrastructure is unacceptably long.
This is recorded. I'm going to play some of it with Rapport coming up. We got Mark Dice here with us. I'm going to go to calls here in a moment, Mark. But other big tidbits. You just heard the point I made about they admit he's telling the truth. He's horrible. But he's a Russian agent, even though they've been caught trying to frame him. I mean, if they're going to try to remove a president who is literally bringing the country back from the dead, that doesn't sound like a very smart political move. But instead, they're betting it all on this male versus female crap.
2 weeks after the 2016 election is when the fake news, you know, phenomenon really blew up. And then literally 2 weeks later, the Washington Post, which really was the first to start the fake news witch hunt and tie it to the supposed Russians, 2 weeks later, then they admitted that the war against fake news has backfired. And this was the first year, really.
They said, stop using it. CNN came on and said, stop, no, do it.
You know, everything that they're doing is only backfiring. If they would actually just criticize the president for legitimate criticisms, and if the Democrats had put out, you know, reasonable, you know, policy discussions, none of this would be happening. But this was the first election where social media played a huge role. Social media wasn't just a place to post, you know, pictures of what you were having for dinner. YouTube wasn't just a place to post funny cat videos or, you know, a funny video of, you know, somebody, you know, falling off their bike and getting hurt, a fail video. This was the first year, really, when social media was used as a powerful tool by people like me, people like you.
And they admit it backfired, and Zuckerberg said, I promise I'll start censoring.
Now, initially, they said, well, fake news had nothing to do with it. We don't think so. There's, you know, hoaxes spread through Facebook sometimes. They've spread since, you know, it started. I mean, we all remember some of the earlier hoaxes about posting a comment about opting out of one of their new, you know, terms of service, and then everyone starts. So hoaxes have spread through Facebook since the beginning. But there's been studies that have been done by Stanford, New York University, that the fake news that was spread through Facebook didn't change anybody's opinion. In fact, most people clicked on it just out of curiosity and because of the clickbait titles. And so it might have driven some traffic to some of these websites. It might have gotten them some money. But nobody was really duped. Very few people, in fact, some people were, but very few were actually
duped. Sure, so it's a hoax to say that independent grassroots fake news gave it to Trump. We had Google, Facebook, Twitter, the EU, the globalists, Hollywood, mainstream media, all the money, 10-1, thrown against Trump, American people, they lost. So where do you see this going now, Mark? They've had their candy butts handed to them.
I think the manipulation is going to get a little bit more slick. We're probably going to see Twitter continue to roll out new manipulations on the trending. New stricter terms of service are rolling out about certain symbols and terms that you're not supposed to use.
And it's all selectively enforced. Keith Olbermann can say, murder Trump, murder every, murder, murder. We call somebody a liar, they're banned. Or Trump says that Don Lemon is stupid, and they go, oh, it's bullying. You can't say a public figure that's attacking you and calling you evil is dumb. He can attack. Don Lemon can attack, but you're not allowed to call him dumb.
And of course, none of the threats against President Trump or against white people, none of the racist slurs that are spread about white people on Twitter are going to make it into a mainstream liberal establishment. But if President Obama had even 1% of the amount of online threats that Trump got after he was elected, and then again, which erupted on the day of inauguration, it would have been national news. There would have been dozens of arrests. These suspects would have been tatted out on the national scene and shown to the whole country, to the whole world. There wasn't even a Wikipedia page specifically for assassination threats against Trump until recently. There was a page dedicated to threats about Obama. But at the time that my book came out, just last month, or when I was writing it, when I was getting ready to publish it, there was not a page dedicated or even a section on Trump's Twitter or a Wikipedia page about the death threats, even though there were tens of thousands of them on Twitter.
Question, Mark. I want your take on this. We're going to go to break, go to calls. They'll call hashtag hunt Republicans. They'll say good kill Republicans. They'll call for it. The New York Times, Washington Post. And then when we talk about, hey, here's a full page ad for the overthrow of Trump and, by Antifa, George, they go, Jones is insane. No one's planning any violence. And then when it's a dud, they say we just made it up. So they want to launch their attacks, but then deny they're happening.
I don't remember who said it, but there's an old saying that a lie can make it halfway around the world before the truth puts its shoes on in the morning.
Mark,
and so that's why they keep putting out these ridiculous fake stories, because they know that it's going to reinforce. That's what they're trying to do, is trying to reinforce what they've already put out there, that Trump is bad, that this is a fascist regime. And so when they have to issue retractions or apologies, CNN doesn't even do it on the main Twitter account. They have a special Twitter account, CNN.
No, it's like you're allowed to kidnap and murder children as long as you apologize to an empty room. It's okay. It's a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah, and so that's what they're doing. They're reinforcing this already insane ideology that they've whipped up. The retractions get no footing. Nobody hears about the retractions. And also, I think what they're trying to do is to get the short-term gains of the clicks to their website. So we need to really stop posting some of their insane articles to show people what they're doing. A lot of people will post an article on Facebook and say, look at what this ridiculous CNN article is saying. They don't care. Stop doing that, because then you're just driving more traffic to their website. Post a screenshot or just talk
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. They're like trolling us now with the insanity, using our names to do it. Great point, Mark Dice. In fact, at the end of the book, you just say, turn it all off. You've got a plan, I agree with, to shut them down once and for all.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Mark Dice from Southern California. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're broadcasting worldwide on the coast, and John Rappaport coming up. A bunch of clips and news I haven't gotten to. We got loaded phone lines for Mark. We really shouldn't cheat these folks and let them talk to Mark. We'll do that to Matt and Mel D and Salvador and others here in just a moment. But, Mark, I want your real take on this. I know you'll give it your real news take, but I've tried to study net neutrality. Trying to study all this, it's very complex, but bottom line, Obama had a big web takeover, it's horrible, calling it net neutrality, Ajit Pai's reversing it, so now there's a new fight as other telecoms fight with big tech giants to try to take it over. So there's not good sides on either side there, but Pai did just take it back to where it was before Obama tried to hand it over to the globalists and kick off this giant censorship operation and give telecoms but also big tech giants, the right to censor people. Mark, what do you think about that?
Yeah, there are some strong arguments on both sides. I think that many people on both sides of the issue are getting a little bit too hyped up and a little bit too concerned. I'm all for undoing almost anything that Obama did. We know that he basically turned the United, the entire internet over to the United Nations.
Exactly.
And a lot of this, these big tech companies gobbling up smaller companies, a lot of this happens, most of this, at what's called the Sun Valley Conference, which is Bilderberg for tech. And this is an annual media conference that happens every July in Sun Valley, Idaho, not in New York City, not in Los Angeles. All the tech companies and media moguls go to this small little town of 1,500 people every summer since 1983. This is where they put on the auctioning block all these smaller little media companies and decide which ones they're going to buy up, who's going to merge with who, what the coming terms of service are going to be. And this isn't just an
auctioning. This is where they collude table. Like the oil companies got caught in the 70s fixing prices. This is where they collude on what they're going to do lobbying-wise to get stuff done in Congress.
This is where Microsoft merged with NBC to create MSNBC. This is where Facebook purchased Instagram. This is where most of the big major telemarketing or telecom.
This is where you know they talked a year ago about where Disney would buy News Corp.
This is where Google's initial IPO was settled and organized. This is where also the head of the CIA usually goes, or former CIA officials.
And when is it happening? Because we need to send reporters. This is the digital Bilderberg that you keep harping on that I should pay attention to.
Yes, it happens every July, usually about the first week into
July.
Hey,
why don't we both go this year? You can go with us. I'll finance you going, Mark.
That's definitely a possibility. We need to. One of the other issues of you know fake news, it's not just lying. It's actually lying by omission.
Exactly.
And that's why these big media companies prevent certain issues, certain topics from making it to the mainstream. That's why the Bilderberg Group has never really been mainstream news. Only with social media and with you and with the Drudge covering it has it been mentioned
and
a little
notice
bit.
As soon as it got exposed, it lost its power.
Even if it was mentioned, it was usually on some small little article at the bottom of the page, on the website. It certainly didn't lead or wasn't even mentioned.
Mark, you remember even 10 years ago, you've been doing this 15, 16, and I remember, they would say it didn't exist. Remember that?
Yeah, well, you're a conspiracy theorist for talking about this and thinking that these big moguls meet. Now, look, it's an interesting story. When you have 100 of the world's most powerful men in a variety of different sectors, from politics and banking and media, all meeting together, that's a story. That's an interesting
story.
Yeah,
it's collusion. I mean, it violates the Logan Act. Exactly. Mark Dice is our guest. The new book, The True Story of Fake News, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm going to sign the first 500 copies I've gotten from Mark. I want to sell tens of thousands. I can't do all that. But I will sign the first 500 or however many orders come in before Christmas. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a lot of new items. Free shipping store-wide, by the way. We can ship everything out by the 18th. You'll get it before Christmas. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. What a great Christmas gift. Get them our great nootropics like Brain Force. All that's 50% off. Caveman's back in stock. Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, 50% off and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Mark Dice is our guest. Let's talk to Matt in Pennsylvania. I'm going to go to Salvador and Melody. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so more people need to rise up and get involved with grassroots journalism, and that's what we're doing in Hanover, Pennsylvania with the Daily Informer. So I called in a couple times before, and we have a little blog that I share with you, the dailyinformer.net. We just pretty much aggregate and share a bunch of your guys' articles and stuff. So what we're doing locally, it's really unique, and it lifts up small businesses a lot, and it really helps small businesses and promote them and all, and it's a really cool thing. And we want to show more people how to do it so more people in different parts of the country can get involved. Because I think a lot of reason why people don't get involved is because, A, they're nervous.
I totally agree. How do we get locals involved in national and local news and help make businesses money being part of having new digital local papers, filling the gaps of local papers that are establishment run? That's something we're looking at. So we'll get your name and number. I want to talk to you because funding for independent media, we have the audiences, but then how do we get the funding? Is that what you're getting at, Matt?
It is, yeah. And it's like, it's really unique. And like,
Matt, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your number, give it to Tim Frugier. I'll talk to you today or tomorrow. I want to hear about this. Mark, that's a big issue. Funding. I mean, you may reach a million plus people, you know, every day or so on your YouTube with a million subscribers. Just part of what you do. And I may reach, you know, that or whatever. That's part of what we do. But if they don't financially just do something every once in a while, we can't fund what we're doing or expanding. I mean, Mark, I'd love to see you with 30 crew members. I mean, it'd be awesome. I want to see what real people that aren't globalists would do with a larger media operation. Because as a one-man show or a two-man show, you're already kicking ass.
Thanks, bro. It's been a pleasure to watch your operation grow over the last 10, 12 years since I've been part of the show. It's amazing. And that's one of the reasons why they're coming after all of us financially is with the YouTube adpocalypse, with preventing videos from being monetized. My YouTube channel was making more money when I had literally one-tenth of the subscribers as it is now, because almost everything that's uploaded their AI goes through the transcript, which is generated, and they find certain keywords, and so they take the demonetization, the revenue streams away. And that's one of their, you know, one of their tools, one of their weapons against us is trying to hurt us financially.
And by the way, just like they can instantly in a millisecond scan the whole video for keywords and decide to monetize or not monetize, they now admit with Alexa and all these systems they're doing it in your house. You don't own cats, but if you joke about cats, you get cat food ads. It gets confirmed. They're listening to you.
You know, I was putting out YouTube videos for, I think, 6 years before I even made a penny off of them, before the channel was even monetized, because it was the passion, because I just wanted to get the information out there with the new tools that were available.
You, they banned you a couple times.
They deleted the whole channel. They've had videos of mine pulled down. I have to appeal them. It's a constant. It's constantly under threat. But what's so interesting about this last election cycle and even, you know, 2017, the Trump supporters, the Trump train, we didn't fall asleep at the wheel. We didn't kind of go back into our, you know, regular mode. We're getting more engaged.
And that's why that's why they're so upset. And what you just said, we're not complaining. We want to win. We're not whiners. We're not SJWs. But behind every big channel is hell, is war, is having all your money cut off, is being harassed, is being stuff I can't even get into on air at my level. Understand, it's not just, oh, a video you see. Somebody lost their job. Somebody lost their wife. Somebody got harassed. Somebody got their house shot up. Somebody had people come out their family. I mean, this is a war. The good news is I think we're starting to win, though, Mark.
It is, and we don't talk about a lot of the you know, some of the bad side that comes with this job, because we don't want to highlight it. We don't want to encourage other people. We just want to keep going straight forward. But it is a difficult position, and when we see the attacks that are coming against us personally, financially, legally,
but I know you've gone from being pretty good to super hardcore under attack. I never talked about this personally, but is that what's made you a lot more hardcore and focused? Is that you've gone through a lot of hell?
I think it's made me a lot stronger. I think that's, you know, sort of going through the fire. It just solidifies me. The pressure has turned me into a diamond, so to speak. And it just, every time they try to come at me, thinking that they're going to scare me, that they're going to slow me down, I just keep going, and I'll highlight the issues. I'll highlight the censorship. Some of the stuff I don't talk about, it's taken care of, you know, behind the scenes, but it's a tough battle. And we see the mainstream media, people need to know that these talking heads on television are millionaires. I mean, Joe Scarborough was making $100,000 a week, according to his divorce documents, which we've all seen. And we have Matt Lauer was making $20, $30 million a year to sit on television. Eli Anderson Cooper probably making $20 million. These people are celebrity journalists, and we're over here on a shoestring budget growing our audience bigger than them because people are tired of the lies. People are sharing our material.
Exactly. So everybody, get the true story of fake news, InfoWarsStore.com. Get some videos. Get some other T-shirts, products. It spreads the word. It funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. 888-253-3139. We're going to come back a little bit more with Mark Dyson. Finish up with a Melody and Salvador and others straight ahead. But, yeah, the problem is libertarians are patriots. We don't whine about being attacked. We just don't even talk about it. That's what we do. But you need to know, we're on target. We're destroying the enemy, but we're under heavy enemy fire. We need support if you want us to kamikaze their ass. I just want to have a full detonation load when I slam in. That's what you do.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.